Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Jim Gleason and Scott Whitten, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
September, yes, Florida's on fire. We should account for our loss. A toast for the missing, a scourge and a blessing to carry us through the first frost. Might drag the river, see who sank under the weight of a wreck and a storm. At the end of this mess, call you Cortez. Cortez, protect me from harm.
So much music, and you play all the time. It's my impression.
And it's like the opposite of Scott. There's really, I mean, I've always been interested in music. I'm much more a lead guitar player than I'm a songwriter. I'm still a sucker for the hot lick.
So has that always been the role that you've played in bands as the lead
largely,
guy?
Yeah, I'm kind of, that's kind of my thing. Like, I play in the bats and I'm the stunt guitar player, so that's kind of my role.
What kind of electric do you play? You play electric guitar?
I play, well, it's a variety. I have, it's like, one, a chef doesn't have one frying pan. Primarily, it's either a Strat or a Tele.
Okay, gotcha.
What's interesting is that where Scott's whole family and background and everything is just sort of infused with music, mine was not at all. I mean, there really wasn't a lot of music in my family. You know, we listened to the Jackie Gleason Orchestra, because that's
what
my dad...
You mean no one in your family played music?
I'm like the first professional musician, I think, ever in my family that I'm aware of. There's nobody that ever played professionally, I think, in my generation. There's a few in the next generation that play and have done some stuff. I think Sister Mary Catherine played a little piano in the Catholic school, like when, you know, it's my grandfather's generation. I don't know where it came from.
That wasn't really a family value.
No, really not.
And so was your family okay with you choosing that direction for your life?
I mean, they're not hostile to it, certainly. I'm not sure they appreciated how valuable it is to me. It's enormously important to me. It may have been looked upon as a hobby more, but I think that's, you know, I don't think it was devalued necessarily. What's sort of interesting also, especially I've lived down here for, you know, several decades now, you know, the whole culture is infused with music down here. I came from New York, you know, suburban New York. There's not a lot of musical heritage in the burbs up in upstate New York. In a good way, I think, kind of untethered to those kind of conventions.
Dead in her tracks on the way out of town. After 21 years, this ship's going down. Nothing to do except drink till I drown. Everyone wants to get out of this town. She opened her veins and she flooded the ocean. 21 hours she'll sing in slow motion. Nothing at all, just another explosion. Everything comes to an end. Set of blood's been bad since the day she was born. I didn't mean to make you sad or do you any harm. We opened the door and set fire to the chapel. Much, but here's to the good times. 21 guns for a good friend of mine. Set of blood's been bad since the day she was born. Didn't mean to make you sad or do you any harm. A set of blood's been bad since the day she was born. Didn't mean to make you sad or do you any harm.
You know, I grew up in New York, and I remember as clear as anything, and I think it was because of the first Burrito Brothers album that had that sort of Bakersfield country. And I remember walking into White's department store in Yorktown Heights, New York, which was sort of like an off-brand big box store, like a medium box store. Yeah. And walking in, and for no reason whatsoever, walked in and went to the country section and pulled out Buck Owens Greatest Hits Volume 2 in the country section of the record store, which was like that deep. I mean, it was like seven LPs in it. That was the country section.
Yeah, right.
And I bought a Buck Owens record because it just talked to me. There's something about it that spoke to me. Huh. I just, that music, the Bakersfield sound is just, when I think of country, that's the country that really resonates with me for whatever reason. Edge to that stuff, the California stuff, that is different, not better or worse necessarily, but it's different than the Nashville stuff. It's just, it's more the Merle sort of kind of thing. That's just, you know, bigger and twangier and punchier and dancier and not as syrupy and sweet in some ways that some of the Nashville stuff became.
Yeah, and early Beatle middle eights. They all have the Beatle middle eights. So.
Do you like what Dwight Yoakam did for Bakersfield sound?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monstrously good stuff.
Yeah, and how about that lead guitar player that I just thought was...
Yeah, Pete Anderson, who's just such
an amazing...
A ninja.
Yeah, monster. Yeah. I loved how he put together solos. They sort of reminded me a little bit like of what I like about a lot of Richard Thompson's solos. Yeah. There's always something in it that's funny.
And it's a really valuable thing that people don't think about very much. There's some of the music that really appeals to me are people like that, people like Richard Thompson. There's a jazz guitar named George Barnes, there's another one like that. Uh-huh. There's a real humor in their playing. I mean, that to play something that's instrumental and make you laugh from that, I can't quantify exactly what it is, but it sure sounds funny to me. That's really clever and odd. Jeff Beck is another one who does that.
Right.
It's just you don't see it coming, and that's so appealing to me.
A pretty girl I'd like to twirl, thinking how it would be. You're not aware that everyone stares, but no one will care like me. That's why I try to capture your eye, hoping that you see. I want you to say you feel the same way, 'cause no one will care like me. It's really not hard to list all the reasons that I would. A bee's gone out of stingers, and I've run out of fingers. I'd list them all if I could. So if I say, how was your day? Come out and dance with me. You're putting me to the test, and just say yes, 'cause no one will care like me. Hard to list all the things that make it good. Years rush by in seasons, and I'd be thinking reasons to say I do and I would. So if I say, how was your day? Come out and dance with me. Give us a chance to start a romance, 'cause no one will care like me. Give us a chance to start a romance, 'cause no one will care like me.
Thank you. As a lead guitar player, do you feel, when you're doing covers, do you feel at liberty to take the solos wherever you want to go, or do you feel an obligation to, in some way, duplicate the experience that people originally had listening to the song?
You know, that's a good question. It varies by the material. There's some material that, if we're going to do something like, say, the White Album, which we used to do as our Christmas show,
yes,
you know,
right.
that's a document.
Yeah,
so
right.
You don't play the song. You play the document.
Out of respect.
Out of respect. You know. On the other hand, if you're doing something like an Allman Brothers tune or something like that,
yeah,
which is sort of, you play the head and it's wide open after that, it's just, you know, you get into the thing and then you just kind of go wherever you want to go. So the material sort of tells you which way to go with that, uh-huh, very often. Who is it? I think it's Duke Ellington maybe said, you know, there's only two kinds of music. There's good and bad, it's all good, or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, it's all good. I mean, it's there's something interesting in everything you listen to.
Yeah, and it's been nice tonight. You've just done so many different sort of styles and stuff. It's been just a real feast.
Oh, we're not even done yet.
This old town filled with sin, it swallow you in if you've got some money to burn. Take her home right away, you got 3 years to pay. Satan is waiting his turn. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this whole town's insane. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated door to keep out the Lord's burning rain. The scientists say it'll all wash away, but they don't believe anymore. 'Cause we got our recruits in our green mohair suits, so please show your ID at the door. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this whole town's insane. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated door, keep out the Lord's burning rain. Play it, Jim. Clean up this town. His ideas made some people mad. He trusted his crowd. He spoke right out loud. They lost the best friend they had. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this old town's insane. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated door to keep out the Lord's burning rain. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated door to keep out the Lord's burning rain.
Graham Parsons, y'all.
You know, what we don't really know is how the two of you happened to come together. Can you even remember?
I think it was the Tom Martin project.
I think it had to be the Tom Martin
from around town here was putting together. It was a Christmas benefit for something.
It was the Toys for Tots.
Yeah, Tom's a good friend of ours. And that was how long ago?
3 years, 4 years, something like that.
I hate to tell you that. It's longer. So we did that, and then we stayed in touch, and I go to see Johnson Brothers, and I got to see the Bats, and that was super cool.
Missing Teaches at Transy, so there's a connection there. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then most recently, playing in a Pink Floyd cover band is is exactly as much fun as you think it is. And so I got to work with Dr. Kevin Holm Hudson. There's a lot of doctors in this. Doctor. And Jim Thomas Hatton, who's a wonderful nonprofit guy and activist and Spanish language guy, and super drummer, Mark Richardson on bass, various other folks, good people. And we did all of Dark Side of Moon at the Burl. We did it at Cosmic 2, and we did both shows as a benefit for Habitat for Humanity.
The doors to the mission open at 7. The soup will be served around 9. Now it's 6:30, ragged and dirty, standing, sitting, laying in line. First I'll do a little preaching, I hear a little singing, and get saved for the third time this week. A bowl of soup later and a pat on the shoulder, and by midnight, they're back on the streets. They walk to the corner of 4th Street and Broadway, they take the first alley on the right. One as a stranger, how about a hand, and it gives them one finger at a time. In the spot of nobody, with a bottle of heaven, and the pass around means everything. One bottle for 4, thank God someone scored. And the midnight choir starts to sing. Will they have Logan David in heaven? Dear Lord, would all like to know. Will they have Logan David in heaven? Sweet Jesus, if they don't, who wants to go? If they don't, I don't ever want to go.
Larry Gatlin and the Gatliners. We would like to thank Jim Gleason and Scott Wooden for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with the production each week, especially Ryan Zenka, Will Padgett, and Barry Alberton. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Radio network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web, of course, at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
All right. Would you guys like to play another song for us?
All right.
Waiting for the dinner bell, tell the boss to go to hell. Call your friends and make a crowd, turn the music way up loud. There's something that'll make us proud. Come on, it's Saturday night. Fill the bathtub, plug the drain, check the top down, check for rain. Go and eat a bowl of candy, a chocolate chip and pecan sandy. Everybody's feeling dandy. Come on, it's Saturday night. Backbeats like a ringing gong. It's my favorite part of every song. I swear I don't know how to stop. It's just the way we rock. Find a hot rod, find a broom. Nighttime will be coming soon. Start the engine, hit the gas. Find a diesel truck to pass. All the losers come in last. Come on, it's Saturday night. meets like a ringing gong. It's my favorite part of every song. I swear I don't know how to stop. It's just the way we rock. Grab your coat and grab your keys. Put your feet up and brace your knees. Start the engine, hit the gas. All good things must come to pass. All the losers come in last. Come on, it's Saturday night. Everybody, hold on tight. Come on, it's Saturday night. Everybody, hold on tight. Come on, it's Saturday night.
Beatle chords.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jim and Scott for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.